Now, maybe you sit here, or here even, probably. That would be ideal. Right. Maybe here in that corner. Like this? No problem. So we will do it just like we did this hearing and talking about the wonderful life and teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami. In other words, we will this morning have a little presentation on the life of Sanatana Goswami, and then next time when we come together to hear, we will on this subject of Sanatana Goswami, we will hear the teaching of Srila Sanatana Goswami. So, because we have to leave early and the walk is long, we will have to condense everything a little bit this morning. Now, in Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, which is a work written by Kavi Kanapur, there is a wonderful verse about Srila Sanatana Goswami. And it goes like this. Srila Sanatana Goswami, the older brother of Srila Rupa Goswami, was the most important minister in the government of Hossein Shah, the ruler of Bengal. And he was considered a most brilliant gem in that assembly. He possessed all the opulences of a royal position, but he gave up everything just to accept the youthful goddess of renunciation. This is a very nice poetical explanation. Those who give up everything attain the youthful goddess of renunciation. It's very nicely written. Although he externally appeared to be a mendicant who had renounced everything, he was filled with the pleasure of devotional service within his heart. Thus he can be compared to a deep lake covered with moss. He was the object of pleasure for all the devotees who knew the science of devotional service. Now, from the same author flowed the work Gauro Ganodesha Deepika, which is like a who is who in Chaitanya Leela. Rupa Manjari's closest friend, who was known by the names Rati and Labanga Manjari, descended as Srila Sanatana Goswami. He was honored by everyone and was considered to be like an extension of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanat Kumar, the jewel amongst the sages, entered the body of Sanatana Goswami, who is therefore also considered to be an incarnation of Sanatana Kumar. So, in the personality of Sanatana Goswami, we have three transcendental personalities. That is Rati and Labanga Manjari, and also Srila Sanatana Goswami. Now, this fact should not let us wonder. I feel very bad if you hold it.
Please.
Yes. Good. This transcendent effect should not let us wonder too much. In the material world, when there are two personalities in someone, it becomes critical. And when there are three personalities, it becomes a case of serious concern in one person. When there are two, anyways, we don't want to develop this thought further. In the transcendental realm, it is possible that within one personality, three personalities are present. Do not doubt this transcendent effect, because these personalities are not ordinary conditioned souls like we have experience of in this material world. They are transcendental, and for those, and as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhujaya. That means the activities and personality of a Vaishnava cannot even be understood by a learned man. Srila Sanatana Goswami, from his early childhood on, felt great attraction to the transcendental personality of Godhead. He traveled from his birth or appearance place to Ramakeli, which was just near to the capital city of Gauradesh. As you have heard already, both he and his brother were foretold by the astrologer of Hussein Shah, who told the Shah, if you can get these two boys, Sanata, they had a different name at that time, these two Brahmin boys as ministers, your rule will be especially prosperous and you will be very influential. So from his childhood on, he learned from Vidya Vachaspati that Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, that is a brother of Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, he learned from Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya and from one Paramananda and became extremely learned. He was always, even as a young boy, very charitably disposed towards the Brahmanas, and he had mass prasadam distribution before his residence to the destitute and poor people. Now when he came to Ramakeli, in order to be reminded of the transcendental realm, Vrindavan, he built a beautiful garden with tamal and kadamba trees, with jatika trees, with many tulsi trees, and he also had the worker's duck, a replica of Shyamakunda and Radhakunda. When you were entering into Ramakeli, that was really the Nava Vrindavan, the new Vrindavan, because it had an exact atmosphere of the old Vrindavan. So once Sanatana Goswami had a very significant dream. That was when he was still very young. And this dream gives us an indication of his future work. In a dream, a Brahmana came to him and gave him a Srimad Bhagavatam. Now when he woke up, there was no Brahmana, no Srimad Bhagavatam. So he commenced to take a shower and do his puja. Then all of a sudden it knocked on his door, right when the puja was finished. And then, and there, he saw the same Brahmana who had appeared in a dream giving him a Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, this is very significant because by Srila Sanatana Goswami's explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he gave a tika, tika, which is a commentary, Vaishnav Toshani Tika, which has given satisfaction to the Vaishnavas. Why? Because in this commentary, Srila Sanatana Goswami answers all the difficult questions. If you study Vaishnav Toshani Tika of Sanatana Goswami, you will see how he addresses all these complicated issues, which sometimes when you ponder about them, make you wonder, and you are not so satisfied without them. So therefore, Vaishnav Toshani Tika. And later, Sanatana Goswami remembered this incident where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had appeared as a Brahmana, gave him personally the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he wrote a verse about this in the Krishna Lila Stava, which reads like this: My only constant companion, my only friend, my guru, my wealth, my great fortune, my source of luck, that from which I obtain pleasure, my obeisances are to you, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Sanatana Goswami is known as the Sambandha Acharya. That means he who establishes the link between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the deity which he worships, that is Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, are known as the Sambandha deities. Those deities who accept us in the beginning of devotional service and link us to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Sanatana Goswami in Ramakeli had another dream. He saw a golden complexion personality of a very high statue who looked in dancing like a swirling firebrand, you know, that you have fire and swirl it around, appearing before him. And he understood that this is the Yuga avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana and Rupa wrote many letters to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who at that time resided in Puri, but only one answer came by Mahaprabhu. And we have heard this answer already in the life of Rupa Goswami, but it is so nice that we can repeat it here again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought it was not proper. I must correct myself here. This letter came not from Puri, came from a different place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not think it was proper for Sanatana and Rupa to give up everything, and therefore he advised them, stay ministers and continue your activity while at the same time absorbing yourself in Krishna consciousness. And he expressed this in a somewhat hidden language. He said, just like a wife who is in love with another man, with a paramour, conducts her activities very conscientiously, thank you, just so that no one suspects her of having her heart at this at another person's. You should also conduct your household affairs very conscientiously, so that no one has any suspicion. So later, Sanatana and Rupa had a dream. Heard about Nimai, that he had taken sannyas. And when they heard that they had, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken on the renounced order of life, they both fainted and gave up all hope that they would ever have the darshan. But then they heard both a voice from the heavens. They said, no, don't feel any misery in your heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will have his darshan. He will personally come to Ramakeli. And that is what happened. After 5 years, Mahaprabhu came to pick up his eternal servants and fix them in the mission he had conceived. So after the meeting with Srila, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramakeli, which we have already described earlier when discussing the life of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana became extremely restless. Rupa Goswami immediately left his position, but for Sanatan, who was like a minister, this was somewhat more difficult. See, Rupa was in charge of dealing with the taxes and the money, but Sanatan was a personal secretary. It was not so easy for him to get a leave or to even run away. So he became so attracted to Krishna Katha that he could not very easily pursue his activities as a servant of the Muslim ruler, and therefore called large meetings of pandits and devotees and discussed with them Krishna Katha. He pretended to be sick and therefore sent a message of absence to the ruler. But one day the ruler sent the doctor, who found out that there was nothing wrong with Sanatan, and then later came into the assembly of the pandits and devotees where the Bhagavad Katha was going on. And he was very angry. He said, "Why are you giving me so much trouble? I want to now go to Orissa and make a conquest, military conquest, but you behaving like some useless Babaji. What is the matter? I'm relying heavily with my government activities on you. Come and go with me." But Sanatan Goswami refused. He said, "As you will naturally try to give pain to temple deities and sadhus, I will not be able to accompany you." So that was enough to enrage the minister or the Nawab highly, who subsequently threw Sanatan into the prison. And there, the bloom of the twice-born had to suffer imprisonment under the Muslims. It was very terrible. So in the prison, he one day got a leaf, a palm leaf. It was somehow smuggled into the prison. And when he opened the palm leaf, he saw a mission, a message, which was very heart-touching. It was a letter by his brother Rupa Goswami, and I will just read to you the contents of the letter in English. "Where is Mathurapuri of Yadupati gone? Where is Koshala of Raghupati gone? By reflection, make the mind steady, thinking, this universe is not eternal." So again, this message is very hidden and needs to be translated for us. The message is, everything is temporary and in passing. Make the mind steady by understanding that nothing in this world is eternal. This is also a message which all of us have to understand. Pains and pleasures, places, family members, they are all going away in the stream of time. We will not be able to catch anything. We will not be able to catch our youth, our health, our intelligence. This is all carried away. Therefore, make the mind steady. And what Rupa Goswami wanted to tell with this letter is, come out of the prison as fast as possible. Meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as fast as possible. You have not much time left. So that is exactly what Sanatan Goswami did. He told the superintendent of the prison that he should help him go to a pilgrimage place, and that is what we will have to be very fast here. First, the superintendent was doubtful But then Sanatana Goswami gave him, I believe, 8,000 gold coins, and he told him a story. Tell the Navab that one day when I had to pass through, you were accompanying me on the fields to watch over me. And then I ran into the next river, and I must most probably have drowned in the river. So, this is how Sanatana Goswami escaped. There is a long story how he reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but from this long story we will only tell one nice incident. On the way he met his brother-in-law, Srikant, who gave him a beautiful quilt, or blanket, I think it's called. Quilt, yes. So when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not shaved, he had long hair, and he looked like a Muslim fakir. But Sanat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and sent him to take his bath in the Ganga. The meeting happened in Allahabad and or Prayag, and have a meal taking a Tapa Mishra's place. Now when Sanatana Goswami came as a mendicant, dressed up with a used dhoti or loincloth, so back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this beautiful quilt covering him. It must have been a blanket like our Prabhu Mahashai has here, with nice ornaments stitched on top of it. Maybe, I think, a little bit more beautiful even. This is not,
I think so.
Yes, not 100% beautiful. It is 80% beautiful. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked very dissatisfied at him. See, here we are in Bhattari, the place of austerity, and this can be our guiding line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dissatisfied, so Sanatana immediately went down to the Ganga, where he saw a beggar washing his worn-out quilt, and he was saying, "Here, my dear beggar Mahashai, you can have this, my good blanket, give me my old your old blanket." And the beggar thought he's joking. "What are you joking with, a poor beggar? Go away, I'm suffering so much, why this joke?" But Sanatana, no, and he gave the blanket just to satisfy the Lord. So later, Sanatana Goswami came to Vrindavan. I feel already Bhadra in my neck to stop me. So let us just, in case he comes, please tell him it is just 3 more minutes, but this 3 more minutes have to be had, because I want to raise a very important point to your attention. Now he went to Vrindavan, to Mahavan, and Mahavan we have not yet visited, but when we visit, we will, we can remember that here Sanatana Goswami went, and there he saw a beautiful boy playing with other boys, and these boys were so happy, and they were dressed so nicely, they looked so ecstatic. Krishna looked like, oh no, I've told it, it was Krishna whom he saw. So Krishna came, took his hand and said, "Baba, I'm going with you." "Oh," said Sanatana, "you better go home, I'm an old man, I'm renounced from this world. If you are with me, you will only eat dry chapatis and chickpeas. Stay with your father and mother." Now, then Sanatana Goswami went back and had a dream. And again in the dream, he saw another boy he saw the same boy who caught his hand, and he said, "Tomorrow I shall come." For in the morning, when Sanatan opened his door, he saw before the door the same beautiful boy, but he was not moving. He was standing still. It was the deity of Madan Mohan. Tears of love screamed down, and Sanatan just fell on the ground, offered his obeisances, and made an abhishek. And later, he made a little leaf hut for his Madan Mohan. Then he sent a letter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him. So, Madan, Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Now, at this point, the learned listener will say, "Wait a minute. This differs from the story I have heard so far." The story which the learned listener, and there are many, many here in this audience, have heard, goes like this. It is a different story. It is about Sanatana Goswami went on madhukari, that means begging at each house a little bit, and came to Damodar Chaube, who had a wife called Balaba and a son. And one day he saw how the son played with the deity, and how the son and the deity were eating together from the same plate. And he went to Balaba and thought, this is a wife, and said, "Don't you know how to worship the deity? I mean, you can't put the deity with your son in the same bed for sleeping, nor can they eat together from the same plate. This is all maya. Be aware, this is not maya, this is aparad, offense." But Balaba said, "What can I do? This deity is behaving so unnaturally." So when Sanatana Goswami came the next time, he saw how the deity was again talking and eating with the little boy, and then he was caught by the mood and was overwhelmed and cried tears of love and said to Balaba, "Devi, now no need to follow Hari Bhakti Vilas or any rules." I mean, it was maybe not written at that time. "No need to follow any rules. Just do as your heart dictates you." Now, and then there is, of course, the well-known story how the temple for Madan Mohan came about, the temple which we can see now. It was constructed by a thankful merchant who was helped by Sanatana Goswami and Krishna to get his boat free, which was stuck on the bank of the Yamuna, just next to the hill where Sanatana Goswami was worshipping Madan Mohan. This temple can be still seen, and please note that it was covered with rubies at one time. It was so opulent. So, but the point here is, why do these two stories differ? One time, Sanatana Goswami met a boy who was playing with the cowherds, who later appeared before his hut as a deity, and the other time, he saw the deity in Mathura being worshipped by Damodar Chaube in an unconventional way. And this day, I must finish this story, I forgot to finish it. One day, the deity who was worshipped by Damodar Chaube in Mathura appeared both to Balaba Devi, this is the wife of Damodar, and to Sanatana, and said he wants to be worshipped now by this old sannyasi who comes every day to Damodar to have the darshan of that deity. So why are there different stories? I think is of great concern to those who write a book on Braj Mandal Parikram, or those who have visited here many times and who have heard different stories sometimes describing the same place and the same events. Now, this is the answer given from learned sources. The stories may slightly differ according to the different angle which devotees take in order to observe this story. Just like if we look at our Purushottaya Maharaj from the front, sympathetic, very exalted Vaishnava, who has all the good qualities like mildness and so on and so forth in his face, a very good natured personality and sannyasi. Now if we would look at him from the back, from the position of, what is your name, the artist devotee who draws? Yagya. If we look from the position of Yagya, we will not see Purushottaya's charismatic salt and pepper beard. We won't see his nice outlook. We won't see his wristwatch. We will just see a stick going into the air and some brown and some saffron. See, it's the same person looked upon from different viewpoints, and therefore different things are brought forth, different aspects. So in the same way, when we hear sometimes different description about Krishna Leela in different Puranas, we should not become doubtful. Now, is it this way or is it that way? Sometimes we hear devotees asking, I heard it is this way described. Is it this way or that way? No, understand, Krishna's Leela is very, very rich and multidimensional, and different acharyas have stressed different viewpoints. That's an interesting story. Now we will end this little presentation. Sanatana Goswami, like all the other Goswamis, became highly renounced and known for his renunciation. He had a bhajan kutir at Pavan Sarova. That lake we will also see. It is near, just very close to Nandagram, and he often became very much absorbed in his meditation about the deities. One day he entered the woods in Pavan Sarova and gave up all food and all drink. While he was sitting there, all of a sudden he saw a boy who brought him milk, who wanted, and he said, oh, just wait a minute, I will transfer the milk from your container to my container. But the boy said, no, Baba, don't worry, just drink from my container, I will collect it tomorrow. So when he looked, he said, well, is this? Who was this? Was this my Madan Gopal who I am worshipping? Maybe it was him. Oh, it was him! Madan Gopal came and he wanted to save me. I was so absorbed in my meditation that I gave up all food and drink, but he took care of me so nicely. This is how Sanatana and Rupa had frequent meetings with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatana was very, very much loved by all the Brajabasis. He talked with them, how many sons do you have, who is married with whom, how much milk do your cows give, how are the bulls in the field, how is the harvest, is your health a little better now? He was so dhira dhira jana, he was loved by the dhira and adhira, the transcendentalists and those who were just behaving like ordinary people. He had high respect to the Brijbasis whom he served, and he was like the father of everyone. Sanatana Goswami in his life proves how the Supreme Personality of Godhead can appear to his devotee and take care, yoga kshemam vahamyaham, giving him what he needs, like when he needed food and drink, how he was, that proves how Krishna came, or by coming, Krishna proved how he takes care of his devotees. So this presentation will end here. Thank you very much for giving a patient listening to Sanatan Goswami, by whom we will be able to understand all the necessary points in our Krishna conscious life. Next time we will hear the wonderful teachings of Sanatan Goswami. Srila Sanatan Goswami ki
jai.
Shri Braj Mandal Parikrama ki
jai.
Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol.
Running through.